I invite you to be seated. I invite our youngins to come up. Come on up and join me. All you youngins and not so youngins, come on.
Let the morning
you know you want
bring
to.
Me word of your unfailing love. Let the morning
hey, Oliver.
Bring me word of
good
your
to see
unfailing
you,
love. For I have put in my trust in you. Show me the way. Show me the way I should go. Show me the way. For to you I lift up, I raise up, I elevate my soul to you. I lift up, I raise up, I elevate my soul to you. I lift up, I raise up, I elevate my soul to you.
It's good to see everybody this morning. Welcome to Lent. Got your nice purple vest on. I love it. Perfect color for the season. I got my purple on too. It's a time when we celebrate the gift of forgiveness. And I know that you've experienced in this in your lives. I have lots of times where maybe I've done something or not done something or said something that has resulted in someone else being hurt. I do it. Sometimes I know it and I feel badly about that. Sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it and I do it. But it happens. And I've found that there's a lot of hurt and pain when those things happen. It's just that way. Sometimes people do it to me. Sometimes they know it and sometimes they don't. But it happens in the midst of our lives, in school, on the playground, when we're doing work together, when we're just hanging out. But I've also known a miracle to happen at the same time. Because when I realize that I've done something that's been hurtful, I try really hard to remember to say three power words. I am sorry. And it's amazing the effect that that has. When I mean it from my heart, I am sorry. Very often, most often, I hear three power words in return. I forgive you. And it's a totally blessed moment. It's just this wonderful feeling that even though something bad has happened and nothing is going to make that good, forgiveness can come as soon as we're ready to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that hurt. I'm sorry that I did it, and I hope that you will forgive me. And they say, I forgive you. It's like something magical has been healed in the world and in me. We have power words that we can say. When we've caused trouble, we can say, I am sorry. And the world generally, from the goodness of the heart of people, the world will generally say power words back to us. I forgive you. And then we have an opportunity to kind of start fresh. We can start over again, and we can keep those things from happening as best we can. But we'll always know that when they happen, we've got a way of inviting healing into that place. So we made up a little song, as we always do. And I hope you'll sing this with me. It's one of those songs where I sing some words, and then you sing them right after. You forgive me. You forgive me, I forgive you, just like God would have us do, you forgive me, I forgive you, just like Jesus wants us to. Should we put it all together? You ready? It's a toughie, but I think you got it. You forgive me. I forgive you. Just like God would have us do. You forgive me. I forgive you, I forgive you, just like Jesus, just like Jesus wants us to. Awesome. You guys are great. You learned that right off. Beautiful. Those are words to remember because we'll need them once in a while. So please take them with them. Take them with you as you go. You can go back and sit with your folks now, but thank you so much for being a part of worship today. God loves you. We love you.